The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Happy Hour, how to get what you want out of life and create more happiness with your hosts, Liv and Kelly. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to start living your best life, the time is now. Here are your hosts, Liv and Kelly.
Welcome to Happy Hour. My name is Olivia Chapman, and this is my co-host, Kelly Spence. Welcome to How to Get What You Want and Create More Happiness in Your Lives. We are going to be taking your call, all of your questions about how to have more happiness and bliss every day of your life. Each week, we are going to be featuring one of our favorite healthy drinks, because when you take care of your body, you can also take care of your mind. This week, what are we drinking, Kelly? I don't even know what this is.
So our first drink for this week is called It Tastes Raw, and that's R-A-A-W. So I'm the one who got the drink this week. It's kind of interesting.
It's very interesting. Mine has an entire cucumber and an entire pineapple in it.
Mine's very, very wheatgrass, which... I was kind of nervous about the wheatgrass, but it actually tastes very good, very berry.
So part of what we do is coaching different clients and creating happier worlds for them, whether it's wellness, career coaching, or personal and relationship coaching. And when we coach and talk to people, oftentimes our happiness is not just one of those elements, but all of those functions working together as a whole. So taking care of your body and filling it with healthy wine during happy hour is a good idea for all of us.
In kind of the show, we're kind of like your sounding board. We want to be like your number one fan, like people that kind of like lift you up and when you're feeling down, kind of like people you can talk to and call in and share us what you're feeling, like any barriers you may be feeling. Like we want to be there to like help you and talk to you. And you can always reach out to us, and like eventually we're going to be taking calls and emails and tweets. And we would love to speak with you guys, and any questions and everything, we want to like kind of break them down for you and start coaching you and help you get a happy life. That's all this is pretty much about.
So whether you're joining us from your car or your office or at home, you can tweet us, you can Instagram with us, you can follow hashtag NGC Happy Hour. That's for Natural Greatness Coaching Happy Hour. You can also email us your questions at happyhour@naturalgreatnesscoaching.com, and we will try to get through as many questions as we can today. We've already put, you know, the feelers out into the universe and into Twitter and into Facebook, and we've been asking people, what do you want out of life? So we do have some emails and some thoughts to share with you guys today, but first let's break down what we're talking about today. The title of today's show is Happiness is Not a Destination. Kelly, are you going to a happy land or what? Like, can you arrive there? Tell us about the destination of happiness.
I wish it was that easy. I could just get a ticket and go on the next flight to happy world or happy land.
And I'll join you.
Yes, please do. But no, like happiness is definitely not a real physical place. And that I think that's where people are kind of struggling with the idea of like, where am I going? I want to be happy. So I have to do things in order to get to this place, when actually it's a choice that we internally make. Happiness comes from like within, so we get to choose when we're going to get those external factors, and everything's like all the noise will come in and maybe stop us from getting to that place or making that choice. But again, we control that.
So, Kelly, another, like one thing a lot of clients come to me with, especially working with a lot of clients who want better careers or to change their career, is like, well, I hate my job. I'm so unhappy at work. And what do we say to them? Is it your job? Like, can you land on a happy job?
Actually, we got kind of like really excited to start this show. And I think we should go back and explain what we do and what we are. So we're Natural Greatness Coaching is a company that we started. We're both life coaches, as you can see on our host. But something just so you guys all know where why we're talking this way and why we might have some answers for you. So we are life coaches and we speak to different types of coaching, or we do different types of coaching, such as wellness, career,
personal
coaching. So when she's, you know, when we have clients, they are asking that question. So we say, what do you want? Is that what the question was?
Yeah. You know, what is it at work? Is it external conflicts outside of you that are constantly making you unhappy, or is there something everyone can do on the inside to make all of these situations outside better? And I think that's where the premise of the show came. Happiness is not a destination. It's something that we have to choose within. And so when you're coming to us saying like, oh my God, I want a better job. I want to lose 20 pounds. I want to have a hot, sexy boyfriend. That's not really the foundation of what's causing it. You need to get right with your inside first. You need to get right with who you are. And the happiness needs to come from within. It's not going to be any of that external stuff.
Yeah, I mean, personally, like, I used to be the same way. Like, I used to always be unhappy, and I just blamed it on, oh, it's because I'm single, or, oh, it's because I'm in a crappy job, or, oh, it's because I'm 21 and I haven't figured anything out yet. Like, I'm not 21 anymore. I'm not single anymore, and I have an amazing job. And there's still some days that, like, I feel like I'm not like happy because I'm not choosing to be happy. So it doesn't matter about those great job or all those, like, materialistic things, because those will go away and disappear. And I think people kind of harp and like rely on those materialistic things too much.
Yeah, but I mean, there are some things that will like cause you to be like, oh, I'm happy today. Like I got a new bag, or I got a new car, or like my job today wasn't so bad. But those things can all change. We need to work on it from the foundation, from your core.
Yeah, and having bad days is typical. Having good days is typical, but you overall need to be coming from that happy place at all times, and having a bad day is fine.
Yeah, making that choice, waking up every day saying, okay, I could get a flat tire, I could trip down the stairs and hopefully not get hurt, but anything can happen. How you respond to all of those situations, you can choose to come from a place of happiness, choose to make the best out of every situation, and that takes a huge amount of practice. So that's what we want to be here for you to help you practice, to help happiness become a regular part of your life, not something that seems so far off in the distance that you have to take a jet to get there and it may never come for you. So we're here to just teach you those little things so that each day you can have a little bit more happiness.
Yeah, we'll just like share some tips and tools that we've learned along the way, and that way you can be doing them daily. There's not like, it's nothing like hard or homework you need to do. Is just kind of small things that can kind of change your outlook and hopefully bring you to like a happier life at all times.
Yeah. What do you do each day, Kelly, that makes you a little bit happier?
Let's see. Working out is actually what makes me happy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like my way to escape from everything. And it's kind of like my happy place as of right now.
Yeah, definitely having that time for yourself and taking care of yourself, like we talked about with the drink, taking care of yourself physically is obviously going to play a huge role in how you respond. Just like getting a lot of sleep. Never underestimate the power of a nap or the power of 6 to 8 hours of sleep at night. We are whole different people when we are well rested. I can't even function without my 6 hours.
No,
so taking care of your physical body is major when it comes to creating a happier life.
Yeah, like being mentally rested, physically able, all those things are definitely big factors of being happy.
And don't forget, while we're talking about this, if you guys have questions, comments, make sure you tweet us at Greatness Coach. There's a link to that right on the Voice America radio page. And hashtag NGC Happy Hour. We would love to hear from you and hear what you're doing to have a happier life, or if you have questions about how to create that happiness, even despite external situations and the crappy things that go on. What else, Kel? I'm going to tell you one thing that I'm doing, which some people are like, okay, you used to be crazy partier, super anxiety, energetic, and now I'm at least 30 minutes a day. So meditating is something huge. Like you definitely I definitely suggest that you incorporate that into your day-to-day. I know Kelly and I did a little business retreat at the beach a couple weeks ago, and I had her meditating right in the sand. It was lovely.
And I'm not. I will tell you now, when she's telling me we're meditating and I'm still over here rolling my eyes at her, it is not for everybody, but I mean, honestly, there are major benefits of it. Just being able to like sit and have time for yourself.
Without
your
cell phone.
Yes, no cell phone, but nobody, like no TV, nothing. It's like really rare these days. Everyone's on their phone. I'm one of them. I'm holding my phone as we do this.
Yeah.
Like we're constantly on our phones, and it's very, very nice and refreshing to be able to like have those 30 minutes or more or less and not think. You just get so much done thinking wise. It's very, yeah. So, I mean, I did it on the beach. It was a lot nicer than in bed or like on the floor, but it was very,
anything that any mental break that you can take for yourself is going to really pay off, and it's going to center you, and it's going to really allow you to get in touch with who you are and what you want. And you have to pay attention to that. You know, don't start thinking about, okay, what am I going to wear on Friday night? Start thinking about like, who am I? What do I want? And just calm your mind. No stress, no whatever, which is also hard having two dogs in the house that are crazy, but we make it work. Make it work. It can be on a walk. It can be on a treadmill. It can be sitting in a quiet place. That is definitely something you want to try to create that happiness in your life. We are approaching a little bit of a break. And then after that, we do have some emails coming in. So we want to answer your questions, take your calls, respond to your tweets and your Facebook messages. So be sure that you follow us on Twitter, hashtag NGC Happy Hour, and give us your questions. We will be back shortly.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes life just feels easier, especially when judgment of you or anyone else ceases to exist? What if you could function from that space all the time? What if gratitude is the key? Every time you are grateful for someone or something, a new universe opens up. What difference can you create in your life and the world from the energy, space, and consciousness of gratitude? Join us on Access Consciousness Presents Beyond Saying Thank You every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Want more positivity in your life? Are you ready to get healthy, happy, and energized? Join the Stella Donna Goddess Gals, Cynthia Bryan, and Heather Brittany for a power hour of stimulating, supportive conversation on Star Style, Be the Star You Are. A lineup of best-selling authors, celebrities, and experts. Join the effervescent mother-daughter dynamic duo in this upbeat, positive, life-changing talk radio playground. Star Style, Be the Star You Are, Wednesdays, 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Lend us your ears. It's power time.
What makes you a success? Is it your business or career? Is it your family and social life? How do you achieve the next level in your success? Tune in to Infinite Success Radio with host Rachel O'Brien Eddy. Rachel and her amazing guests are here to encourage, inspire, and empower you to take control of your destiny and achieve the level of success you were born to reach. How do ordinary people become extraordinary? Find out with Infinite Success Radio, broadcasting live every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Empowerment.
Tuned in to Happy Hour, how to get what you want out of life and create more happiness. To reach Liv and Kelly or today's guest, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email. Our email address is happyhour@naturalgreatnesscoaching.com. Now, back to Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Happy Hour, everybody. I'm Olivia.
This is Kelly.
We are talking to you guys today about happiness. And we're talking about the fact that happiness is not a destination, but something that we have to practice at each day. Again, there's no private jet that's going to take you to Happy Land within you.
All right. Well, actually, Liv, like, while you're bringing that up, we actually did get an email from Mindy, actually, right from here in D.C.
Hello, Mindy.
And she wrote us, "Dear Liv and Kelly, when I heard about your show and read your title, it said happiness is not a destination. I constantly feel like I'm trying to do things so I will end up happy. But if happiness is not a destination, then maybe I got it all wrong?
Well, I mean, you don't have it all wrong. You are on the right track because you did contact us and you are trying to create a happier life. So you are so far from wrong, girlfriend. First of all, no, it's not a destination, as we've been saying, and it's something that you have to work on each day. You have to choose it. You deserve happiness, so you have to choose happiness. If you're, you know, trying to do things each day to help you end up happy could be good. It just depends on what you're trying each day. What choices are you making that you want or assume will end up in happiness?
Yeah, like I was mentioning earlier, sometimes we think those external factors are the reason we're not happy. So we concentrate on trying to change those external factors. But in reality, sometimes we don't have control over those. So making time to do those things that we do have control over will be kind of your key to the happiness. You know, take more time on doing what you love to do, things that you know make you happy, hanging out with the people that do make you happy. You know, coworkers sometimes don't make you happy. Maybe, you know, family-in-laws don't make you happy. But sometimes you can't control when you have to go to work or control hanging out with your family or your in-laws. But I mean, when you can hang out with like the people or do the things that make you happy, that's like what we need to start focusing more on.
Yeah, you really want to reframe how you look at life, right? If you're constantly saying like, oh my God, I'm so unhappy. If I just get this job, I'm going to be happier. If I just get this boyfriend, I'm going to be happier. If I can make more money, I'm going to be happier. Instead of saying, I'm happy now, these things would be a bonus, or these things would be something extra. Once you start reframing your thought process and telling yourself you're happier and finding more reasons to be happier, that's going to change your worldview. It's going to change your outlook on life. One thing I'm constantly hearing is like, but I'm not happy. Like, I can't make myself be happy. Like, how do you force yourself to be happy? You can't really force yourself to be happy, but you can find little things to be happy about. If you ever heard the saying, like, when you're feeling underappreciated, go appreciate someone. If you're feeling like, what were the other ones that we were talking about yesterday?
Like, if you don't feel love.
If you don't feel love, go love somebody else.
You want to reflect that energy out into the world, onto other people.
Yeah, when you radiate the energy of love, the energy of gratitude, the energy of generosity and appreciation, you are going to get that energy back from the universe, and you're going to be at a heightened awareness for it. You'll recognize it happening.
Yeah, like something very small. I mean, we all love to be complimented. Like, oh, I like your outfit, or your hair looks nice today. Well, I always think these things about people. I'm like, oh, she looks pretty today, but I never go out and tell her. But when I hear myself, like, I'm like, oh, my day is made. Like, that just made my day in a second. So I started, like, that's just something very small that I started doing daily. When I think something, like, positive about someone or about something, I share it. I put it out there. And I tell them and, like, you know, hopefully made their day. And I'm like, once I'm putting it out there, I realize I am receiving it more too.
Yeah. And embrace it when you do receive it. I remember one thing my life coach said to me before was that I don't own my success. I don't own anything good that I do. I don't own anything positive about myself. And it got me thinking, like, how many times have someone complimented you or said something nice about you and you're like, oh, no, you must be seeing things or you must be imagining it. Like, especially as women, like, embrace the compliments. Like, you are beautiful. You are wonderful. You deserve all of that. Own your awesomeness. Own your greatness. And that, just that alone, like, embracing who you are and loving it and accepting it is going to create more happiness for you. Remember, it starts internally. It really does.
Yeah, you even saying that, like, I always bring up excuses, like, are you kidding me? I have no makeup on. I'm in sweatpants. I'm not pretty. Why are you saying that? And I'm like, I just came up. There's always a reason.
And she's like, also trying to live on a Drake song.
Yes, whatever. But, I mean, it's so true, though. Especially as women, we do it all the time. And I don't even know why, but It's just natural to me. Like,
right,
no matter.
But awareness is the first step towards improving that. And, you know, not even that you need to improve, but just like, if you want to create this happiness, you have to find it within you. Embrace the compliments you receive and give them back. Put that energy into the world. You know, when you are talking with coworkers, if an argument comes up, you can either fuel that argument, not even just coworkers, in a relationship, you can fuel that argument with fear, or with anxiety, stress, jealousy, any of that stuff, or you can decrease that argumentative state by coming from a place of love, coming from a place of happiness. And by putting that energy into the world, you are way more likely to get that back. If it's a genuine, pure, non-sarcastic energy.
I mean, it even stems from, we've all heard this, and I heard it every day from my dad growing up, but treat others the way you want to be treated. Like, it's simple enough. Like, we probably, like, you tell your kids, or you've heard it as kids. You know, it's the same thing. Like, if, you know, putting that positive energy out there, then you're more likely to receive that positive energy back. If you're the negative one, always down, people are not going to be happy around you. So you're...
I even think, like, when you're saying that, it's like, we do these programs with teen girls where we go into schools and we talk to them about, like, what does an ideal woman do? What does she act like? What does she look like? And I picture this woman in my mind who just, like, radiates positivity, radiates femininity, and all things good. And I think about, like, people who have that positive vibe, they don't really invite a lot of negativity into their lives anyway. Of course, like, things happen, you know, flat tires happen, bad hair days happen, but people who have a more positive core, they tend to not have as much negative energy around them. They're careful of who they surround themselves with. They're careful of the situations they put themselves in because they want to be in a positive place. They want to stay in that place.
And these people that tend to have that, like, I'll even ask them, I'm like, how are you, like, happier still? Like, you had, like, the worst day ever. They're like, yep, you just can't control it. Just gotta let it happen. I'm like, I will say, I'm not one of those people. I'm working on it constantly. But
and so that's, what do you do, though? What do you do to work on it? That's what I'm thinking, you know? Like, we know, kind of. But, like, what can anyone do sitting at home being like, here's a million reasons why today sucked. Like, what? How do you make it, turn that into something happy?
I mean, like, things that I do is kind of like, there's things, like, I, like, make a list of what either went wrong that day or what's in this mood. Why am I feeling the way I am? Like, what's making me unhappy? If you're unhappy, you're going to have a huge list because everything just seems like it's going wrong when you're already unhappy. But then kind of like the things that I'm like, okay, can't control it, and it's over with. Like a flat tire. It happened. It sucked, but it's over with. You couldn't control it. Like, you didn't do anything wrong. So those type of things. And I start kind of going down that list, and, like, it's kind of like makes me realize it's not I'm doing anything wrong. So it's just kind of like it was a bad day. And I try to, like, end the day, like, now that I'm into meditating, all of a sudden, like, meditate at the end of the day and realize that the day's done. Anything that happened wrong that day, it's over with. So when I wake up, I'm not carrying that negative energy with me throughout the rest of the week or with anyone else.
Yeah, and so back to, like, relating that back to what Mindy was saying, it's like you're never just going to arrive. Like, of course, one day you might wake up in a better mood than the other, but you have to create habits that work for you that you can do on a daily basis to become a happier person. So for some, it's meditating. For some, it's running. For some, it's, you know, writing. And for some, I mean, it might just be going out and having a glass of wine with your best friend. Like, that's totally fine. But you have to put yourself in situations or create situations that are you're going to feel happier from doing. And you're not just going to end up there one day. It's a daily practice. It's a daily choice. And it's a choice that you should be making if you want to create a better life for yourself. Every day is going to go by, whether you are miserable, happy, or whatever you're feeling. Each day is going to go by anyway. So you can either conquer the day, take charge of the day, and own the energy of that day, or, you know, you can go by and let life pass you by and not be happy. But I feel, I mean, we're here because we think life's too short for it to live that way. We think that everyone deserves happiness. Mm-hmm. So, you know, make it a daily practice because ultimately you're not going to end up there. Throw in some random acts of kindness, write about your day, meditate if you want to. Make these small choices each and every day to have a better day. Now, we do have some more emails coming in. Is there anything you want to add to what we talked to Mindy about?
Trying to think. You pretty much touched a lot of the main things. We can kind of talk about if people are kind of stuck on, like, yeah, I want to be happy, but they don't really know what makes them happy.
Oh, like totally need to do self-discovery,
like,
though.
Yeah, like, what if I'm just saying, like, I want to be happier? Like, what can make you happier? Like, I don't know.
Everyone knows. The problem is you're probably afraid to say it because once you verbalize it, it becomes too real and some people don't want to handle that. I just can't stop thinking about Ryan Gosling on The Notebook when he's like, what do you want? What do you want?
Tell me, what do you want?
Yeah, if you don't know what you want, you probably are going to have a harder time making those internal happy choices because you don't even know what you want the result to be.
Yeah, and as coaches, this is what we ask our clients all
the
time.
It's the very first question.
I've had to ask, like, a client, like, 20 times before they were able to answer.
Ryan
and then she gave me, like, the best answer. I'm like, see, you knew the entire time. Like, the thing is, you really do know. It's just, like, you never had to, like, really come to terms with it or really have to say it out loud or even yourself accept it or think or really think into it. Like, when you are doing these things that make you happy, maybe you'll realize, like, what you really want and what will make you happy.
Totally. And that's, like, you know, how we got to be here is like we had coaches and we had to figure out what we wanted. And, you know, I remember it took me 4 months, I think, to verbalize that I wanted to be a coach and own my own business and like help the world and write books. And like, once you start getting into it though, it's like, oh, here's a million things that I want to do.
Yeah. Like the door is just always open.
Yeah. Like, you have to be open to really getting in touch with yourself, not being afraid to get honest and raw, like the juice that
like
we're drinking
today,
which I'm almost done with. It's probably because I'm talking so much.
Oh, I know.
I know.
Happy hour, man. Chug it. I'll see you later.
Cheers. All right. Well, we are about to come up on our second break. And when we get back, we have a couple more emails to answer.
And we're also going to share some strategies that you can be doing, like little exercises that you can be doing at the same time.
Are they physical exercises?
No, not physical. As an exercise guru, they're not physical.
So on this break, actually, go do a few jumping jacks and get in your happy place, and we will come back with some other exercises.
But actually, another thing that you can be doing other than those jumping jacks, it's happy hour, so maybe not do those, right? Get a piece of paper and write down what do you want.
What do you want?
Just do a list. Like,
what do you want?
If it's one thing, just do, or two things, what do you want? And I want you guys to tweet us.
Tweet us.
I want email, anything. We want to hear what you want. And I want you guys to come to terms with it.
Hashtag NGC happy hour. I just threw up a peace sign, but nobody saw it. We will be right back.
Are you looking for life's answers?
How about the meaning of true self?
Can you really be a better person overnight? Well, good luck with that. Now, if you want to know more about this insane world and life we lead, tune in to Absurd Psychology, Straight Answers Without All the Bull, hosted by Dr. Gary Bell. You'll learn about how the brain operates under different psychological conditions, some common sense. Heck, you might just actually learn something. Listen Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
There are 13 unbreakable habits of truly enlightened people. These life-changing habits are discussed on Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. We'll offer an excursion in self-discovery, along with wisdom that will allow you to stay on the correct path toward your destiny. You can find excellence in your life. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time. That's 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for this exciting transformational journey.
Are decisions at the leadership level determined by influences of external factors? Discover by tuning in to From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, The Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. Science reveals that decisions are made subconsciously based on emotions and learning which occurs before one is aware. So take a chance. Open the door. Reframe your critical decisions with proven successful strategies. The Boardroom to the Bedroom. Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're tuned in to Happy Hour, how to get what you want out of life and create more happiness. To reach Liv and Kelly or today's guest, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email. Our email address is happyhour@naturalgreatnesscoaching.com. Now, back to Happy Hour.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. You're still on with Kelly.
And Olivia.
So I hope you guys did your exercises. I guess Liv wanted you to do the jumping jacks, but I hope you at least did the what do you want exercise. What we also want to base on, we were talking about on our break, was we were sharing kind of like some coaching stories that we had with our clients. When we ask people that question, what do you want? What's the most common answer you hear?
For me, I would say it's like, I want to say something. I mean, sorry for the pause, but I all of my clients are career related. I feel like they all want, you know, more time to pursue things outside of work. They want personal time. They're sick of like being at their job. Am I going too much?
No, I mean, that's what I hear. Like what I hear also is they're like, well, I don't want to work at a job where I have to sit behind a computer all day. I don't want to be this fat. Everything is I don't want. And like what I always say, I'm like, okay, you're telling me what you don't want, but what do you want? The main thing that we both have to do as like coaches is we have to change your away language to like toward language.
Yeah, go towards your goal. Stop saying what you don't want and start saying what you do want. Start going towards what you want. And it all starts with verbalizing. It starts about talking about it, making it real, making it possible.
Yeah, so like I don't want to look like this. I don't want to be this fat. Like what do you want? I want to lose 10 pounds. Well, there you go. Right there, that is your goal. And then we get to start with the action plans. How are we going to make you reach that goal?
Like, how are you going to make you reach that goal?
Yes.
We'll be there, though.
True. We will be there every step. But you're doing it all.
Kelly might show up at the gym with you, though. She's really into that.
Yep. Skype dates. We can do anything. I will be there.
Skype gym sessions.
But exactly. It's all about you verbalizing your goals. And then we're there to help. But like you making your own steps to reach those goals. That's why it's such a rewarding process for both as a coach and client to see them do that.
Well, like it goes to, you know, the whole title of our show was like, okay, happy hour, how to create more happiness by getting, and we're all happier when we have what we want, right?
Yeah. I mean,
even as a 6-year-old, I wrote a book and it was like, what do you want? And I said, I want to do whatever I want to do. That was my response.
I remember that.
And it like really, you know, that's the basis of it, right? We want to go on vacation more. We want to have more money. We want to have more time. We need to start speaking like in the language that brings us towards those goals. Like the language that is not like, I don't want to be so tired. I don't want to be so overworked. I don't want to be alone. And like move towards what you do want. Did we have another email come in?
Yes, we actually did. And this one's kind of like based right on what we were talking about, or I think what you touched base on. This listener, actually it was a tweet that we're going to answer first. So this tweet is just saying, you keep asking us, what do we want? I want more time.
I want more time. I know. And we all only have as many hours in a day as Beyonce. So you can't really create more hours, but you can make better use of your time.
Yes.
And that'll give you better time. Like, you know,
you wake up each day and you feel a certain way. You might not have slept well the night before. You might be, you know, checking your email, checking your text messages, running through the day in the morning, and, you know, take time to actually think about, like, what am I going to do today that's going to get me towards my goal? How am I going to optimize my time to create these experiences that I want to have? I mean, it's all about really focusing in and not just running the rat race of life, but taking a minute and figuring out how to get what you want.
I know winning time is something very hard and very common. We always like want more time in the day to get things done. Most of us will work 8 hours a day. They have kids. They need to drop their kids off. They need to make dinner. They're in charge of all these extra things. By the time they're done, it's like 9 o'clock. They're exhausted. They want to go to bed. Have more time to be able to start doing those things that make you happy. I mean, you need to start making that time, and it's very hard to make that time. And so, like, what I've done with my clients is kind of have them come through my day. And, like, I'm not sure what you have done, Olivia, when it comes to this question, but kind of start thinking of, like, literally go through their day. Like, what time do you wake up? Well, maybe let's wake up 30 minutes early. I know it sounds miserable right now to get up at, like, 5:30 instead of 6. But there's 30 minutes you could be doing one thing that makes you happy that could change your entire day around. Like, it's worth a shot. And there you go. That's 30 more minutes. And that's like, you still might go to bed at the same time or even earlier. But, like, that right there gives you that little extra time to do the one thing and will get you to that happy destination that we keep saying.
Yeah. And even before that, though, like, sleeping, again, is super important. Like, when you sleep, you are going to be more productive the next day. I mean, maybe not everyone needs 8 hours of sleep. I know I'm more of like a 6 to 7 hours, and then I'm feeling like really good for the next day.
I'm like an 8 to 10. So I'm okay.
Kelly actually just woke up.
I wish I was sleeping now, but I love my dad. I love sleeping, but no, I agree.
But you know your body, and you know how much sleep that you need to be on your best. So, you know, don't neglect that sleep, because it makes those waking hours so much less valuable. You know, if you want to have more time, like, maybe it's not so much the quantity of time that you have, but the quality of that time.
Yeah, that's a very good point. To be able to make the best of what you do have, because, yeah, we can't create more hours in the 24 hours that we have. And again, with the 8 hours of sleeping or 6. You just make sure what you're doing with that time is very productive.
And I really love this tweet too, because it says, like, what she wants. She wants more time, right? It's not saying, I don't want to be so tired, I don't want to have so much stuff to do. She, you know, spoke that positive language of, like, what she wants. And if you want more time, you need to create a schedule that gives you the time to do what you want. You know, I'm going to assume that you want more time because there's things that you're missing out on because you're either overextending yourself, you have, you know, fear of missing out, and you say yes to every social activity or every obligation that you may have. And of course, like, situations arise, you have sick children, you know, sick dogs, whatever you have, like, things come up. But you know, taking time for yourself is just as important as taking time for everyone else. I think more important, actually.
Yeah, and it's kind of like living in the moment of the day as well. Like, we've, like, you know, I've had to decide on what to do sometimes after work. I'm getting like, oh, let's go to happy hour. I haven't seen you. Like, let's catch up. Well, I go to the gym right after work. And so I'm like, oh, I can't. And I used to always say I couldn't go because I was going to go to the gym. Well, I was like in this like rut, like I was miserable because I felt like I just like was down. And I just like, when I took the time to like maybe not go to the gym that day and was able to hang out with my friends, I like came home. I was such a happier. Just like when you do things for yourself, like, don't worry about what you're not doing. Again, like, don't worry about, oh, I skipped the gym or I skipped like a class I should have gotten. You know, like, just think about what you are doing.
Yeah, well, stand up for what you truly want to do. And that's like a huge thing. It's like, do you want to do this because it's going to fulfill a want or a need that you have? Or are you doing it because, you know, society tells you you should be doing it, or your mother tells you you should be doing it, or you don't want your friends to be upset with you, or you're afraid you're going to be perceived as a bad mom if you don't, you know, spend all night cooking for the bake sale or whatever. If you don't want to do something,
yeah,
you don't always have to do it.
Yeah, like, I mean,
I think, you know, especially in the past couple of years, I've turned down like a lot of social things because I was working on something I wanted to do, you know, writing a book, creating projects, working on our business. Like,
exactly. Like, if you're working towards a goal, then for all be it anyone like around you is obviously going
to make the time for them and explain to them, even, you know, open up your heart to theirs and say, like, this is what I'm doing. Here's why I'm doing it. And, you know, accept that with me. And I'm sure if they're truly good friends or family, they're going to understand that. And they're going to appreciate your honesty and appreciate your time.
And you'll still get the peer pressure. Be like, you suck as a friend. Come on. Like, you're always going to get that. But in reality, you're going to go, you're going to be happy. That's kind of the happy place you're going, is that destination or is that goal that you're setting for yourself. But I'm saying there are days where, you know, even with Olivia, when she turned down a lot of social events, like there are those days where it's like, she just needs to get out and hang out with her friends, and it will make, like,
they force me to go out.
Yeah, or I just pretty much force her out of bed and out. But I mean, again, like,
on the day to day, like on the path towards creating more positivity, balance, happiness, like, you have to be in touch with what you want and stand up for that. And when it comes to having more time, like, it truly is quality over quantity. If you have, you know, your schedule and it's workable for you, and you're really, like, not saying yes to every single thing that comes up, you will have more time and you'll have more quality time. It's just, you know, you have to do that for yourself. And also, you know, when you do make time for yourself, always, as we talked about before, like, treat yourself.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. It's pretty much, there's no point not to treat yourself. Again, that's if it makes you happy.
Right. Work on things, accomplish your goals, and also don't forget to reward yourself because you deserve it. You deserve happiness. And we keep saying that over and over again because it's totally going to be our affirmation for the day. It's just, you choose happiness because you deserve happiness. Everyone does. So put the energy out, get it back in, and spread positivity.
Yeah, and again, we're saying you choose it because it is a decision that you internally make to be happy. So once we kind of set those goals that we keep talking about, and you're able to work towards those goals and then be able to do those things every day to get you to that goal, like, that alone, maybe not even reaching the goal, but that path towards that goal should be making you happy.
Oh, yeah.
Just those small things, like, you know, finishing a chapter if you're trying to write a book, like finishing a page even, like rewards, like, that's exciting. Those are huge things. And you should be happy that you're being able to do that.
Yeah. So when you want more time, like, I would say practical strategy here, make yourself a schedule.
Yeah.
Commit to a certain amount of hours that you want a week to spend on yourself, on your passion project, on a business, on self-care, exercise, writing. Set those hours, explain to people in your environment why you're taking that time for yourself, and take it, and don't feel guilty about it either.
Yeah, and hold yourself accountable to it. Get a partner, get someone to, like, you know, doesn't have to be a life coach, but, like, that's what we're here for, you know, get someone to be able to check in on you and make sure that, hey, you're supposed to be doing that every 30 minutes, every day. Are you still doing it? Like, that, you know, that's how you reach your goal, and that will give you more time, setting a specific, like, hour-to-hour schedule. It sounds monotonous. It does. But it sounds that way, but, like, I mean, it'll do wonders.
Yeah, it will, and really, really stick to it. I remember the first time I tried to make a schedule, it was on a humongous whiteboard hanging in the middle of my living room. Actually, it might still be down there.
It is.
If you came by.
She's about
But you, you know, that if that's what you need, like, to get everything done that you want to get done, do it. Manage your time, own your time, and stand up for how you want to spend your time. And then you will have more time.
Yep.
And we have to take another quick break, and then we are going to join you again for hopefully a couple more questions and a lot more happiness.
Do you feel like sometimes you just don't know where to start with your health and fitness routine? Every week, you can hear from people who have been where you feel that you are right now and find out how they moved forward and are living their best lives ever. It's called Lifestyle 360, and your host is Nicole Monier. Get inspired to take control of your health and your life. Tune into Lifestyle 360 every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Like so many others, do you put on a game face to the world? The stress of home life, work life, and personal life converge on us on practically a daily basis. Yet, so rarely do we let others see our real selves. And we carry on like we don't have a single problem. We need to connect and to find out we're not alone. Tune into Stories from the Heart of Leadership with host Shamin Sadik to find out not only what's been created, but the story behind it. Listen live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Master your reality and manifest your desires effortlessly. Listen to The Trivedi Effect to find out how raising your level of consciousness can totally transform every aspect of your life. Hosted by Mahendra Kumar Trivedi with Trivedi Master Alice Branton, our program will spotlight the nearly 4,000 documented scientific studies that have proven the transformational impact of this energy extends beyond humans to all living and even non-living matter. Tune in Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel or Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Tune in every week for the Wellness Lounge, A Step Further, with host Desiree Watson. Our program empowers you to incorporate a wellness lifestyle into your life, supported by a diverse selection of guests, including physicians, athletes, and education and government professionals, while helping you realize the connection between mind, body, and spirit. You'll achieve a personal edge in injury avoidance, stress management, and personal development. The Wellness Lounge, A Step Further, airs Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Empowerment.
You're tuned in to Happy Hour, how to get what you want out of life and create more happiness. To reach Liv and Kelly or today's guest, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email. Our email address is happyhour@naturalgreatnesscoaching.com. Now, back to Happy Hour.
Welcome back, guys. Again, this is Kelly.
And Olivia.
And we're here to continue the happiness that is today.
Yeah, this is just a complete happy hour, true to the name, true to the vibe of the show. And I feel like if I say the word happiness one more time, you guys are going to turn us off and I'm going to run out of the room.
And I hope you guys are enjoying your drink. Please.
I know. What are you guys having? Tweet us and tell us what you're drinking. We need beverage ideas for the next show.
Yeah.
So any healthy bevies that you guys are having.
Yes. Every week we're going to try to be doing something different or some type of...
Or even a recipe. We love to follow like different people's
Instagram smoothie recipes.
We
love smoothies. Yeah, so definitely tweet us something that we can make and enjoy with you guys next week.
That'd yeah, awesome. Instagram your pics, NGC Happy Hour, and we can totally try the entire beverage section at Whole Foods together.
Yes, sounds like a plan.
We have another tweet. We don't have much time left, but we definitely want to answer this tweet. I personally want to answer it because I am a former anxious assassin, I guess.
I even asked her, I was like, wait, did you write this or did this come from someone?
Yeah, because she secretly went in the bathroom and tweeted this to
herself. I think she might have because it sounds just like her.
So basically, this person says, I feel like I'm wasting my whole life with anxiety. I just can't be happy because I'm worrying so much about the future. Girlfriend or boyfriend, whoever you are, I feel you. I get you. You are heard and it's going to be okay.
Anxiety. Oh, yeah. Anxiety.
I actually had some before the show. But
I think we both might have. But
so there are so many ways to extinguish some of that anxiety that you're having so that you have time to live in the moment and be a little bit, I know how to say it again, oh, cheerful. Be more cheerful.
There we go.
Depending on what your style is and what what resonates with you, there's different tools that you can use. One of them, like I always use, is morning writing. Like, every morning, if I wake up and I have like a to-do list running through my head, if I have like anxiety from what happened the day before or the day to come, I just write it out. And then later on in the day, when I do have time to worry about that stuff,
I might look at it and, you know, dedicate maybe 10 or 15 minutes, like going through these thoughts, connecting with the thoughts, and then changing them into something more positive. But honestly, once you do it, you don't really have to go back to them as much. Like, you get it out, it's on paper as much.
Yeah, it's kind of like a venting, which I know we've all done and we've all heard. We all have those girlfriends or those family members or the boyfriend that we call and we just vent. And they like try to fix it.
We're
like, no, you can't fix that. Like, we don't want to hear what they have to say. We just want to vent. Because once it's out and we said that loud, sometimes we're like, okay, we're good.
Yeah,
like,
it's such a release.
It's all you need. Yeah, and this
and
writing
do it in the morning. Get it out of your system. I mean, if it doesn't come up for you, if the anxiety isn't showing up at that time of the day for you, do your writing some other time. I mean, it's really up to you, but writing it out and putting it down on paper and even going through the thought process, like, I have wrote down everything I'm worried about, so I don't have to worry about it during the day anymore. I can go back to this later if I want to. So you don't have to be worrying about it all day. Like, it's there for you to remember later. Don't carry it with you all day.
Yeah, we actually have done this with them in our programs that we do, what we spoke about earlier.
With the teen girls in schools.
Yeah, and the first thing we do is tell them to do that. Because whenever, you know, if it's a class, it's a test, it's anything very small, or it's, you know, someone, you know, Instagrammed a bad picture of you or tagged you on a Facebook that you look bad in, something small that they were worrying about, we were able to, like, tell them to kind of, like, let it go so they could, like, listen to us and, like, be there in the moment. And we definitely all need to be doing that.
Yeah, just
every
day.
You
can't let that weigh you down during the day because it's going to steal your energy, your time, and a lot of your happiness. It really is. So save it for later. Hopefully you won't even need to go back to it later. But it's definitely a good exercise to start the day or even end the day with.
Yeah, either. Yeah. I mean, I've done it with her before. She asked me to do it with her, like, on a retreat. And it really does. Like, the first thing you do, I wake up, it's like any problems. I just wrote them. I'm not a writer. So I just wrote them really fast, like, down. It was like a, you know, 3 to 4 item list. And I closed that book and we were able to, like, do the rest of the day. And I felt so much better. It was like venting without. Because sometimes you don't want to vent those things. You don't want to say those things that you're worrying about.
Yeah, just put paper and leave them alone for the day.
Yeah.
I definitely think that would, you know, be a beneficial strategy for you to try. Also, you know, I don't know, honestly, if male or female, but, like, if you have a rubber band or a hair tie on your wrist, like, and you catch yourself in, like, worry and wonderland, you know, snap out of it, snap the little thing on your wrist and say to yourself, like, okay, it's a reminder that, like, I'm existing right now in this moment. I'm not going to worry about 2 days from now, 2 hours from now, 2 years from now. Like, I'm going to live in this moment that I'm in. And that little, you know, physical snap of the hairband is going to center you into saying, like, this is where I am. I am not, you know, at my college graduation. I'm not nervous about speaking at this wedding. I'm not nervous about, like, when I'm going to get married or if I'm going to lose my job. I'm living in this moment and I have these few minutes to be. And, you know, try doing that. And anxiety is just, it's just a killer. You gotta practice ways to really decrease it.
I'm just very proud of the person who tweeted this just to, like, admit it and put it out there alone, because people don't like to even admit that they have, like, anxiety about
things. You ever, like, sat across the table? Like, when I used to be really anxious, I remember sitting with friends and, like, I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know what that person was talking about because I'm sitting here worried about a million other things.
You're definitely not living in the moment, and it's so, because, like, life will, if it does, pass you by.
Yeah.
Because you just sit there, like, you don't think about it. It's like when you're driving and all of a sudden you're home and you really don't remember anything.
I know. So actually, don't ever drive in DC area because Kelly might be on the road and she doesn't
know
where she's going.
Hey, it happens. I know you guys know what I mean. And you're like, wait, how did I get here? It's because your mind is so far gone with anxiety.
Yeah.
Not like, again, like any type of tool, any physical thing to snap you out of it. You have the best friend to get there and be like, get out of it, like, that you can talk to. But, like, you really do need to make sure
and
you're always in the
it's
moment.
These have to be done in practice, right? I know one of our teachers, Gabby Bernstein, things, you know, 40-day cycle of change. Like, do these things every day. Don't give up on them. Don't give up on yourself. Practice these things. Like, we've spent 25, 30 years doing the same thing, but the time's going to pass anyway. So why don't you try something else? Like, clearly, if you're anxious, something isn't working for you. So try something new. I definitely suggest writing. Write us another email if you're still not sure what to do.
because
yeah,
we're
this is something we could be talking about literally for like an entire days and you
life know talking
that.
About anxiety. But we loved answering your questions tonight. We loved sharing our beverages with you. And, you know, we definitely want to hear from you more in email, on Twitter. I'm excited to know what we're going to be drinking next week.
I know. I don't like making decisions.
I know. Kelly had to make a huge decision as to what healthy beverage we'd be having.
It was my choice this week. So, and I chose this, but like, I don't want to keep choosing. So please tweet us. We want more options.
Yeah. I love the idea of recipes too. Create and share. That's the beauty of the world, isn't it?
We're all about healthy and stuff. So I would love to try new things. And if we ever do a recipe, we will tweet it out and Instagram it. So follow us on both.
Yeah. And just to wrap it up, like, you know, happiness is that choice that you make every day. And we have an affirmation for you. And, you know, we want you to tweet this. We want you to say it. And I really, you know, write it in lipstick across your bathroom mirror if you want to. Put it on a post-it in front of, you know, your steering wheel or somewhere where you can see it. Because as we were saying before, you know, we want to use that positive language. We want to use it when we're talking about what we want. We want to use it when we're talking about who we are.
And everything is practice. So practice makes perfect.
Every episode, we're going to give you one of these affirmations to add to your toolkit of ways to create more bliss and more happiness and more positivity in your world.
And I have this set as an alert on my phone. So
you do? I didn't even know that.
It will go off and I'll like look at my phone and think like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, and you see this affirmation.
Okay, so write this down. Are you ready? You need a pen for a show. Second thing.
Type it. Do something. Yeah. You have your smartphones. I know you guys do.
I know. So the affirmation, go ahead, Kel.
Is I choose happiness because I deserve happiness. All right, I'll say it one more time, guys. I choose happiness because I deserve happiness. We will be tweeting this out.
Yeah.
So retweet and like follow us and let us know.
And share it with someone, especially if there's someone in your life who might have missed our show and needs a little bit more happiness.
All right.
We will talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for joining us this week. Be sure to stop by for Happy Hour with Liv and Kelly again next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. See you soon.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.